7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
We're going to have to find out because I don't fucking know.
Fucking healthcare.
Just kidding. That's how you're going to start this fucking podcast.
Was that Bernie? God damn.
You know what? Let's just speak on it. It's expensive.
Yeah, it is, dude.
Especially when you don't get sick and you don't use it, but you still have to pay for that shit. Like, give us a kickback or
something. And we're Mexican as fuck, so we really don't use it.
And even if I'm sick, I do not go. I'll go in the bathroom when I'm really sick, and I'll lay on the floor and just sweat that shit out. Like, there's sometimes where my body just shows the... shuts the fuck up. If I have to throw up or something, like, I just feel like...
Oh, okay.
Everything's right there. Like, when I feel sick, when my body... I get sick once a year, like a real, like,
me too.
One that kicks my fucking
always
ass.
Always the same
like,
time.
Yeah, my body just shuts the fuck down. Like, I'm shaking out, lose like 10 pounds. Like,
yeah.
My whole, everything, I sleep on the floor because I sweat. So everything's just soaked. I wear swim trunks and shit because I sweat. Like, it gets crazy like that.
Yeah.
That's why I sleep in the bathroom. So if I need to throw up, I can throw up. But then I like taking baths when I feel sick too. But then I get yelled at because wasting water and shit.
No, I'm the same way, too. Like, when you're super hot and you just want to take a shower or whatever. But then when you come back, we get out the shower is even worse for you because
it's fucking cold. We're both pretty good looking.
Yeah, you know.
So what about the remedies? Did you ever grow up with any, like, Mexican remedies or...
I don't know if it's remedies? Mexican. The only one I remember is Vicks all day. Like,
that's Mexican
on
shit.
Your chest. Like, what,
that's the Mexican funny thing and Filipino.
About, the funny thing about that is, like, they would say it's called waparu. My mom would say, hey, I need to put waparu on your chest. And I would just think it's, like, the Mexican version of it. Dude, she's just trying to say vapor rub.
Oh, is it?
Waparu.
Oh.
Just trying to translate it.
Just trying to sound
it. I didn't know that shit for the longest, too. Like, I thought that's what it was called. No, that shit's not called that, dude.
Yeah, it's...
Bruh.
And so Eric got a new fucking TikTok. Oh, shit. Eric, shout out to fucking late. Into the AM.
That shit does look pretty
trippy. We're going to have to turn on his mic and all that shit. Unmute all that shit again.
Oh, no, it's just the one button.
But you unmuted this one too, right?
No, we don't need nobody. Wait, that's
you remember, though?
That's a guest one.
You remember which one it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. But what, like I was saying...
Yeah, jump on.
We just started.
This is real life, bro. This is live.
We're talking
baby.
About how when you get sick.
I was like, you've been going for two hours.
2 minutes. No, we were talking about how like Mexican moms, how they would say vaparu, but it's just vapor rub.
There's another one too. Like, what was something else that they would say? Oh, fuck. It was vaparu and something else.
I could hear it.
Say something though.
Yo, what it is.
Oh, Dan. Eric in the house.
But like, I get flashbacks when I'm at the gym because some dudes will wear that in the sauna and it just, the whole room smells like Vicks.
They spray the rocks?
They'll spray it or they just wear it. And I'm like, it smells good to me. When I used to get runny nose, I'd actually put my finger in the Vicks and then put it in my nose.
Yeah.
That shit.
Or put it on your chest and then the bottom of your nose, like.
But especially when it's all crusty because you're blowing your nose the whole time.
Yeah.
And I put it right there and it would burn like a motherfucker. But
when you wake up the next day, your fucking room straight smells like fucking that shit.
Well, my kids have, when they get sick, we have a humidifier. It's called.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then we put the vapor, it's a Vicks vapor.
Oh, for
the
real?
Liquid Damn. Inside oh, that. Yeah. And then it just goes psh, in the whole room when you wake. Like, it just gets like a sauna, sort of. I guess that's the concept of that.
Yeah, I always get sick around the same time. I remember, like, the weirdest remedy that my mom would do.
Tequila.
I know that's your thing, but onions, like, in my socks at the bottom of my feet.
Or then, masa.
Cooked?
No, what the fuck, raw onions. And then...
well, don't what the fuck me. Raw onions way crazier
than
cooked.
Why the fuck would you cook some onions and put them on your feet? You're an idiot.
And green then, or the white ones?
On the other one...
The white ones.
The other one was... she would wrap fucking... she'll slice a fucking potato and put that shit on my head and then wrap my head. And it'll make you sweat like crazy and it's supposed to like...
Yeah, that shit works, bro.
It works. Dude, I woke up like feeling a lot better.
Or you would grab like hot masa, you know, like masa you make tamales with? And you put it on like on a sheet or whatever, and then wrap it on your feet, and you'll sleep like that. Same thing with the potato and all that, and then same thing. Next day you're fucking like spiffy as fuck.
Craziest thing I've heard was like mayonnaise in your hair because you had lice.
Did you have to do that?
No, I just shaved my head.
I never had
my sister did though.
Mayonnaise actually works for like making your hair nice and shiny.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. For real?
Yeah. Because it's just oil. So you just put an oil in your hair.
It's like lotion. Hmm? Oh, did you bring my fucking pomade?
Your spiffy pomade?
I just fucking bought some pomade new one right too. Now?
For your hair?
Yeah.
You like how that feels though?
No, mine is like it's
spiffy.
I don't know how to explain it. You like that it's like a very light wax, so you can basically style it, but you don't notice. It's not like that hard ass shit like Suavecito or anything like that.
Oh yeah, shit.
Yeah, that's too much.
In high school, I would spike my head with the pomade, you know, the orange can one, where mm-hmm. the dude with it has an afro on it,
mm-hmm.
and I'd put that shit in my hair, and it would be a bitch when you're playing like sports or something.
When we're younger,
sweat would just come down. Use Gorilla and take glue a shower. And shit.
When we're younger, we would use three flowers to comb our hair back.
What's three flowers?
You never heard of three flowers?
No.
Damn, that's like the original old school.
That shit looks like vapor rub.
Yeah, it looks like vapor rub.
And then there's a liquid one too, like yellow.
I gotta show you this.
Yeah, but what color was the can?
It's yellow.
It was yellow. With a red top or a green top?
Oh, I thought mine was like real shit. Holy real.
And then there was the liquid one too. That shit was super fucking sticky.
I remember my mom, she would bring the hair nets. So we could fucking do the hair net.
So you guys could cook
three flowers.
What the fuck, I put so you guys can make french fries and shit?
Idiot. What happened?
Carne asada burritos?
Carne asada burritos.
There you go. That right fuck? Here. Here it is. That's the OG one right here.
That's that. Oh, that's straight Mexican shit, though. Tres flowers.
Yeah, dude. That shit works. I kind of want to find some right now.
Yeah, it's fucking pomade three flowers. Oh yeah, I forgot about the liquid one. Now that you mention it,
that looks like cologne.
That shit would suck too, because when I used to comb my hair back, you put the liquid one on there, it would just be all up on your shoulders, on your fucking this whole side of your face will be
sweat,
super shiny.
Oh shit!
And then your shoulders will be all like.
Keep in mind, this was like in elementary when you're running around like crazy and all that. So I remember I would be so in the morning pissed at my fucking brush because you'd have it perfect and then one little thing will pop up. But like, yeah, you go to school and you come back because that shit doesn't last at all, dude. So you fucking come back with a fro, like the comb back fro, looking like Jerry Seinfeld and shit. Like it's just
and your neck
hilarious.
Looking all shiny because all that shit just sweated onto your neck. But you smell good though.
Does it smell good?
Yeah, it smells bomb.
That's what I'm into now, like buying gel that smells good. So that
hairspray
I used to, I don't wear it, but for the boys, okay. We use the Bravo.
Yeah. You use Mousse.
Bravo. No, but the best hairspray I think is the Aussie one. The purple can, that shit smells so fire.
Aquanet. Do they still make Aquanet?
Do they still make Jericho?
Oh, fuck.
What was the one that Andy used? Yeah. I remember that shit was super strong. The blue one.
The blue one? It's called the sexy something. Oh. Shit, I forgot.
I thought it was sexy gorilla something. Snot or some bullshit.
No, yeah, I remember that one too.
That sounds like gel.
That is gel.
But we're talking about hairspray, bro.
Yeah, the one he's got is like something. Sexy hair or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was a stupid ass name.
But it's like super fucking strong.
Yeah, it's like straight super glue in your hair.
Yeah, that shit'll stay on for like 3 days.
What cologne do you wear? Because I'm running out of mine.
I just ran out today. I was telling you.
Yeah, he was just talking about that.
It's a bitch. Just because they're like $80. I'm like, fuck, do I need that bad?
Dude, I buy expensive. Like three of them. Oh, I buy a fucking good one, a really good one, and then a whatever one, and then like a super cheap one because I like to change it up.
I like the one I'm using right now, YSL.
That's probably why you're single.
You're probably right.
Your scents are all fucked up.
Like, why do you smell all weird?
It's like he hasn't washed that shirt. It's like it makes a weird smell with both of them.
Well, because is it a thing when females are attracted? It's more of a it's a chemical, right? Like
Pheromone.
Pheromone. There you go. So they're attracted to a certain.
That's why I'm gonna get right? Sex Panther.
Am I speaking correctly or no?
Works 60% of the time, every time.
Every time.
Well, what I always thought was like, shouldn't dudes just wear the girls' spray because the girls like that spray?
Nah, because it gives you.
You
like,
know what I mean?
There's a sense. There's like, there's fucking. Because
I don't
smell
like,
for everything. Like if you're going out, if you're more, I feel like more mature smells. There's
yeah, I like ones. The night one. I have a morning one. I have an afternoon one.
No, but I'm talking Shire about.
I just have one
Sick because Panther. I like the.
I think I had two. No, Ralph
the smell of cologne, then instead of what a girl wears.
Yeah, but would you like to smell a girl that smells like cologne?
That smells like something that I like. Yeah. So my
girl, you would want a girl
smelling like fucking chrome and shit.
You don't want your girl smelling like the cologne you wear.
But I feel like we're just thinking like that because we're used to them wearing a certain type of thing.
No, I think Well, the thing is because it's girly. It's like flowers.
It's more lighter. Rainbows. Ours is more stronger.
But that's what.
I know what you're trying to say.
You know what I mean?
Like, no, I get
the
it.
The only reason we think that way is because that's available.
Yeah.
But no, I would prefer how it is now.
But we prefer our own smell, though, right? You like the smell of cologne, correct?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you just like it if a chick was wearing it?
Because it reminds you of it's a dude's
But smell. That's what I'm saying, because we're used to thinking that only a dude could wear it.
I literally just said that. We get that part, but you're just spinning in circles now.
I like
the girls wearing the fucking...
You're not good at it, bitch.
Those fucking lotions. Those lotions smell bomb. The girl lotions...
Smell I call fruit. Those the Black Friday.
The smell sprays, or their body sprays. The best, or when you, when your pillow smells like them, that's the best.
What'd you say?
I said I call those the Black Friday lotions.
Black Friday.
That's when they all go to bed, or whatever the fuck that place is in the mall, and get all those lotions and the candles and shit.
What was that body spray back in the day? It was like something melon.
Melon.
It was called something melon. I just remember I would. Think of it, it was just white girl titties. Because every white girl had that same smell. And they would just always spray their chest. Like
they have a smell too. I feel like white girls have a smell.
Oh, yeah. it was a white bottle, a little white bottle, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single white girl had that shit.
Yeah.
It was melon something. Like.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So you'd smell that shit and be like, oh, white girl titties.
Yeah.
Did you ever mess with a chick that had like titty, like their, she had big boobs, but they like smelled like BO sort of? Like they had a smell to them sometimes.
No,
me neither.
Damn, that was just poor hygiene on that chick. God damn.
It's hard on you. I love you, Moose.
Oh, damn.
No, it wasn't her. No,
that's what it felt like.
That's what it sounded like.
That was a bad placement.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
You know what? Fuck it. Turn it off.
we could edit that out. We're not good at it, but we could
use that insurance. Fuck. We'll take it to a doctor or something. Because that shit checked
out.
How
was your day, though? So, how's that new shirt treating you?
It's good. I like it.
It's new, or you've had it?
It's brand fucking new.
It's brand new. I was there when he ordered it.
Yeah.
I convinced him.
Yeah, he did. And Amazon. It's good quality fucking shirt.
It looks good quality because your beard lays on it perfectly. It looks like it blends in with it.
Yeah,
it's not thick, huh?
Huh? No.
And it's just like it's the stretchy. Shirts.
Is it an anime or something?
It's a Into the AM.
Into the AM. It's a
like a DJ AM shirt?
No, this is brand's called Into the AM.
It's an astronaut like falling through space.
You just got that one or you got?
I got two other ones.
So three? So that's what. Oh, well, yeah. You said it was.
It looks like
bucks.
He's walking on the earth while it spins. Sort of.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see it.
Did you do the hot wings challenge?
Yeah,
you did.
It wasn't as hot as last time.
So
I think I'm getting used to the burn.
Fuck the bomb, dude! I can't handle that.
Yeah.
What is a bomb from? That shit's like you guys are ghetto as fuck.
Why?
Why don't you just go to a place that does a hot wing challenge?
I was about to tell you.
When it does that,
this fool was talking shit because you did a hot wing challenge at your brother's house. Like that's fucking tight.
Yeah,
this was like, why don't you go somewhere and do it? Like,
why would I go somewhere?
Because
then you can have your picture on the wall and all that.
Fuck all that shit.
No,
it's just us. It's a group of friends fucking trying to get through that shit. It's like it's a sense of camaraderie of like, hey,
moral support.
Yeah, we all fucking just got through that burn.
Go enlist then, bro.
Huh?
Go enlist. He can't. He's 34 years of age. Oh no, you still got 1 year.
You go to Navy.
You still got a year.
No, I think you study reserves too.
To like 35, no?
I'm not going to do that shit.
Not sure. But I know reserves, like fuck, I even thought about that. It's only, you only go and you do the training and then you do 2 years out of the, or 2 weeks out of the year.
Yeah.
It's just I remember I had a coworker that did that. That's pretty cool. But I was going to tell you. There's something I was going to tell you.
What were you
gonna tell me? What, if I could, how was the new sauce?
Which one?
Isn't there like a new sauce at
the
end?
New Scorcher, the last dab.
The last dab, there you go.
The triple X one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was, well, by the time I got there, my mouth was already on fire. So I guess it tasted good.
Oh, okay. It's hard to tell.
So yeah.
Because I remember the last dab was actually tasty. Like it tasted good. It was hot, but it actually tasted good.
Where are the wings from? You guys make them?
My brother just got chicken tenders and put them in the oven, then cut them in pieces.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking hater asshole. I know. Fucking Siddity ass motherfucker.
What is he doing?
You guys use forks too?
Huh? No, we put gloves on.
Oh, for us?
Yeah. Because those fucking hot sauces are that fucking hot.
Bad?
Huh? Yeah.
It's funny because he's talking all this shit, but he can't even get through at least three of them.
Yeah. You'd fucking start fuck crying. Fuck you.
Invite me next time. I'll get to four at least.
He's mad because he doesn't know how to cook the hot wings. And all put I gotta all do is
smoke this
shit.
Fucking magical pen and I'll get through the whole fucking thing.
Man, what a bitch. You have to use a pen to fucking get through some hot wings.
And he still won't.
And I have to use the pen to get through life.
Damn.
Relax, worse, Joker. What's worse, life or fucking hot sauce?
Hot sauce. Okay, Joaquin Phoenix over there. Fuck.
And I shave my asshole so it doesn't hurt that bad when it comes out. Okay. You know what? It might, because I'm like, sometimes I nick that shit.
You might nick that shit in the hot sauce. Might fucking.
It's weird. It gets crazy sometimes.
Stupid as fuck.
Where do you? So how do you get the sauces? You order them online, or you just
this description?
Yeah. Oh, so it's an actual like a. They'll give you like a line of them, like stages?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like a box with all of them. Usually those subscriptions.
And,
but do you get to pick which ones you want in that box?
Well, in the subscription, it's a subscription to like whatever hot sauces are on the show.
Oh, okay.
So it goes by the season.
Yeah, it goes by the season. So you get usually get three sauces in every box. And then they also put in something else in there. So sometimes it's like glasses or a bandana.
I feel like I gave him that idea.
Yeah. You probably did.
Because I remember telling him, I was like, you should do it.
Hot ones?
Yeah, because I was going to sponsor that show once. And I was like, dude, why don't you guys do like a package deal? And I'm pretty sure I've talked to you about it or you had told me.
Yeah.
And then my buddy was like, that's a good idea. He's like, it's like, yeah. But I remember because one of my friends had a company that does meat. And I was telling him that you should use their hot wings. But I think they just ended up doing the sauce. What the fuck are you doing?
So what, you have a monthly thing that they send you or what?
I don't. My sister's boyfriend does.
His brother-in-law, Jerry. Yeah.
So you guys do this monthly?
No.
No?
No, no. We wait until he has all the hot sauces for that one season, then we do that.
Oh, okay.
That's just pretty fun, though, like watching people suffer.
Yeah.
Like, how are you guys sitting at, like, a table?
We're just standing around the kitchen.
Oh,
and we each had a plate, and we would grab one piece.
And there's and people around. Cheers. Yeah, there's people around just talking shit.
Yeah.
Trying to... Yeah,
all,
you on.
Yeah, all their wives were fucking standing around like, why the fuck are you doing this? We're all just fucking sweating.
Was that like Asian guy there again?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, last time he almost died. So this guy, he got to like, what, the fifth wing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got to the fifth wing and I think it was the bomb. And he fucking bit into it and his face, his eyes opened and he's Asian.
Like he was... His pants?
His he was face tripping got all out. Red, and then he just started eating a bunch of ice cream. Like, yeah, just
he was
straight tripping out.
He was like shaking and shit, dude.
So you don't understand how hot these are.
Was it Bobby Lee's cousin? Or what?
kind of.
Fuck, the jokes are pretty bad today, huh? That's the table.
The fucking dad jokes on point, bitch.
They're horrible.
Sorry, I'm throwing bitch out a lot today.
I know. Fuck you, bitch.
Fucking, but yeah, he almost died last time.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
My brother's other friend started shaking like real bad.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. With the bomb.
The little fat guy that was with the cop?
No,
guy?
It was a different dude. He like fucking took a bite of the bomb and then he started shaking. Oh, he was fucking sitting there like fucking shivering and shit.
That's just bad though, because like you don't, as soon as you bite it, it's like you don't even feel it and then it just hits you out of nowhere and fucking Martin's over there acting like he's sucking dick.
No, like.
Damn, dude, you're fucking professional, bro.
Yeah.
You're fucking tonking my pretty
it to
far,
his face,
dude.
Too.
God damn. It's nut all over your face, huh?
Little shake weights, bitch.
Is that why your skin's all nice and shit? You got all that nut on you? So you touch your face, you faggot.
I still break out, it's ridiculous.
Anyways,
invite me next time so I can fucking get through it all.
Sorry if you identify by that word.
What? What word did he say?
I was just calling him by his first name.
What did he say?
McLovin.
That's last name.
Fucking, someone actually got arrested and they used that. Did you see
what,
that?
What, McLovin?
Yeah, someone actually had an idea, McLovin idea, fake one. Shit's hilarious.
That movie's still a classic, though. Airtime's on is like fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, you're Jimmy's brother? The one that sings, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that? They're all cooked out in the room.
Yeah, they're all cooked out in the room. That's Jimmy's brother.
Sing for us, Jimmy.
My eyes. Yeah. My brother came all the way from Arizona, or whatever he said. Yeah. Sing for us. These eyes. Fuck. Classic.
Classic. Three flowers. So did you guys see this? The whole thing about the cartel?
Oh, shit.
No, I saw the videos.
Yeah, what
happened? It's fucking videos. Nuts.
So what happened was the military tried to take a Chapo's son, and I'm thinking to extradite him. And then, obviously, that was in his town, and they found out about it. So they started burning cars and blocking out every exit of the city. They started fucking raiding military people's houses, taking their weapons or bases, whatever. And then running around the city with fucking 50 cals and all that shit.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where they started making these threats. Like, we're going to go after the fucking military base here in the city. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to keep killing people if we don't release them. And then they had no choice but to release them.
Yeah.
So they took a big ass L. Like, the Mexican military had to release a Chapo's son because shit was just going too crazy.
Yeah. And there's videos out there that there's like at a checkpoint or something. The military standing there and the cartel surrounding them, and they're just like, that's
some Escobar shit.
Yeah, they can't do nothing else, so they're just standing there like, all right, we give up, like, they're shaking their hands and shit.
They're taking people's cars, they're fucking going
crazy shit. And this was in bright daylight, like fucking noon.
Where is that?
Sinaloa, Mexico.
Oh, fuck, well, I ain't going there.
Yeah, that shit burned up.
Like, this was some Call of Duty shit, like,
these
Iraq fuckers. Shit?
Yeah, straight up Iraq shit.
Just blowing up cars, all kinds of shit.
So where I'm going, I think, is safe, hopefully.
Where are you going?
I don't remember.
It's right next to it, I'm pretty sure.
Somewhere where you don't leave the fucking resort. You get a wristband and shit.
But yeah.
Drink for free.
And then they gave them up.
Free, it's not free, but
they gave them back, huh? They gave fucking Chapo's son back to the cartel. Gave him back. They're like, all right, you know what? We don't want this shit. And they gave it back to him. And then the next day, the president of Mexico fucking basically said, like, oh, you know, yeah, we released them because, you know, we don't want more innocent people to get hurt just for one person. Like, no, fool, you guys fucked up. You guys look like fucking idiots.
Yeah.
They didn't plan it out. They didn't think it was going to go down like that.
Well, they fucking need to do some fucking Sicario shit.
Dude, there were some Sicarios fucking sniping these motherfuckers,
Sicarios,
dude.
Sicarios. You guys keep saying Sicarios.
I said Sicarios.
Oh, he didn't.
Because he's white. Look at him. He was jacking off in the air right now. I was like, yeah, can't really do it.
Both hands. We still don't have video capability. But how many cartels are there?
Dude, there's so fucking many.
What does that mean? And
there's a lot.
Well, there's big ones, and then there's
and there's not just ones. Like,
and it's not just ones? Mexico. It's not just Mexico. It's fucking Venezuela, fucking Costa Rica, fucking all of Latin America.
But who controls the drug trade?
Sinaloa cartel is one
that's
I know.
That's the big one. Yeah.
That's the one of the main ones.
I think that's like the biggest, the main one.
Wasn't
there a Setas or something like that?
Yeah, that's TJ. Well, that's so there's like border. Yeah, there's border ones, but there's like main ones like Azul something. But the main one really right now is Sinaloa cartel. And they pretty much control like the Colombians and all that shit too. So it's pretty big.
Just watch Narcos. They kind of tell the story.
And we could thank America because everyone's a fucking drug addict here, so we support them.
That's kind of crazy too, huh? Thinking like the reason why all these people are rich and blah, blah, blah is because just the U.S. loves drugs so much.
Yeah. Like I saw a bunch of memes too, like, oh my God, all these white people are saying, put up the wall now. Like, yeah, but how are your drugs going to get through? Like, you're the ones fucking supporting these people.
It's too easy over here, that's why.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Everyone has food, mostly. Everyone has water. There's countries that don't even have water. I was listening to a podcast, forgot what it was. Oh, brilliant. He's like, this is the only country that actually has waters, and we shit in water, in clean water.
Yeah.
And other countries are like needing water, but we shit in water.
That's plus the toilet and shit.
Wait, other countries don't do that? I'm pretty sure other countries
No, but like some countries are like
Oh, I thought you said we're looking the. Oh, you said water, we're the like, only country. I was like, what the
no,
fuck?
No, but I'm saying like.
No, but I got
like,
what you're saying.
There's fucking. What are the countries that have the bidets that fucking shoot water out of their ass?
Brought that up too. Like, oh, we even got.
Yeah, that's bidets Japan.
And shit. Like, yeah, and then Europe does it too.
Bidets and shit.
But you see, like, I seen videos of Japan or like, I don't know if it's Japan or China, whatever, some Asian country. Fucking, they don't have toilets. They just have holes on the fucking ground.
Oh, yeah.
That's and you walk around gross. With your own toilet seat. Like, a little bench thing they just put down and just sit on it and take a shit and then lift it up and then you're out.
That's fucking crazy.
That's fucking crazy. That's
Westminster.
Stupid. You just throwing out fucking shit.
Even the whole bidet shit. Fucking, I had a buddy when I was in elementary or junior high and he was an Indian from like India, you know, the ones with the dot on your forehead.
Slumdog Millionaires.
And he would tell me that he would trip out when he first came out here because we used toilet paper. And they're so used to using the bidet and they clean themselves with water.
No, it's not a bidet. It's there's a different name for it, but it's like, it looks like a
cup,
like a little lamp.
Like a little genie bottle.
Yeah, a little genie bottle. They pour that onto like a rag.
And they wipe themselves. Yeah. They wipe themselves and it's like, dude, I was like, what the fuck? That's fucking weird. But if you think about it, we're just wiping fucking dry ass paper on our ass.
We're just smearing shit on
our ass. We're just smearing shit on our ass.
It's a lot more clean for the way they do it.
Yeah, and but then, it feels weird, right? Because you use, have you ever used like
wipes? Wipes? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It feels weird though. Afterwards, I feel like my ass crack is still wet.
Well,
like it's damp.
You don't use fucking toilet paper afterwards?
Yeah, you're supposed to dry it, fool.
He doesn't do anything.
God damn!
Look at,
you idiot. Right.
You're supposed
well,
to.
Well, they don't fucking have instructions.
Just twerk
shit.
That shit dry, dude.
There was this
twerk that shit dry.
There was this girl that was selling bidets or whatever on the. Joey Diaz podcast to church or whatever.
I was actually thinking of buying one.
And she the way she explained it is pretty cool. Well, pretty interesting. If a bird shits on your face, are you just going to get paper and rub it off? No, you're going to fucking wet your face and wash it and everything. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Like, but with your butt, like you just dry paper and just rub it off.
Oh, yeah. What company was it? I forgot.
Hello, Toshi.
Is that what it was?
Sponsor us.
Yeah, I was thinking, pretty cool too. When I seen the episode, I was like, I'm going to order one. I never did. I should, though. Yeah. Save a lot of money on toilet paper.
No, I was reading, I looked into that, and I read a bunch of reviews. Those ones and like all the other ones that are kind of like real cheap like that end up breaking after maybe like a year.
A whole year.
Yeah, that's a lot of shit.
That thing put in some work.
Yeah. But then there's like other ones that are like $200 that last a lot longer. But yeah, but it's one of those things like, do I really want to spend?
Have you ever used one of those, like the ones that spray water in your ass? Like,
no, I haven't.
I think that would fucking feel weird. Have you, Martin? Because you're making a weird look face over there.
I've never. That's just
like you want to try some.
Some
butt
hotels
stuff.
Have them.
What hotels? Which ones?
Well, I've never been to them. like I know there's like some nice.
We're all waiting.
I know. Don't lie. You got to list
tell
them.
Tell us. We want to try it.
You've been traveling a lot lately. I'm pretty sure you have a list of like.
I'll show you later. Yeah, dude. So we just came back from my niece's birthday party.
How was that?
It was cool, dude. Like, I mean, got there. It was just chill. Fucking some of the things I just observed, it was like, goddamn. Like, from when we were kids, like watching my little nieces and running around and stuff. When we were kids, our family parties were like Mexican as fuck. You know, they had like the banda come in, or our uncles are all drunk and running around. And then just like the environment was totally different. And just generations in, it just turns more like whitewashed. And then you just see them all like, all right, gather around, children, and then do this and that. And it's like all. Like there's an itinerary for the party, it seems like.
And well, there's like games and stuff.
Yeah, everything's based on, you probably see a shitload of cell phones out recording like every little thing that's going on.
No,
like,
actually, we didn't see no cell phones out.
No,
like
just
that.
Like small things, but like when the pinata comes out and gifts.
Make America great again.
Yeah, speaking about that pinata, it was fucking huge. Like that thing was bigger than the kids.
Yeah.
Like my, fucking, I think one of my nephews had to stab it. That's how big it was for the candy to come out, because there's no way those kids are gonna fucking break that shit. It was like the size of a little pony. It was ridiculous.
Why am I thinking of a little kid with a butterfly knife
just stabbing him and shit? But how he was saying, like back in the day, like even the piñata, there'll be a bunch of kids attacking it. Fucking no. Like today, we just had it all in single file line. Like, you better stay there. Wait your turn. You only get like 6 hits. Like, fuck that. You're going until you're fucking getting tired because
yeah.
We're waiting for you to go home.
This is fucking hilarious. Yeah. I don't know. Just all that stuff. It's just different.
Every it's a lot different. Man. Even like when they're opening the presents, I thought that was different.
Yeah.
Like when she was reading the letters or the little birthday cards.
Yeah, birthday cards.
And when she was reading it, the one part in Spanish, I was like, damn. Like she doesn't even know how to say that in Spanish.
Yeah.
Like I was like, you failed. My cousin failed. Like for real. I was like, fuck. But it was cool. It's cool because now now that we're getting older, I think like those little moments, like you cherish it more. Like just being with family and shit. I think it's tight. Huh, Martin?
That shit sounds familiar as fuck. All of my birthdays and parties were like that. You read the cards, all that shit. I'm white, so.
This weekend he's white. Next weekend, who knows?
Well, I got read scolded for being white, so.
But yeah, I can't wait till we do get video and everyone's like, who's the guy that keeps saying he's white? He never shows up to the podcast. Yeah. It's the darkest guy in the room.
I phone in.
That's fucking hilarious.
You know what kind of sucks about birthday parties? Shopping for gifts.
Gift cards, baby.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking today too. Day. I just gave her like $20. Cause it's like,
what a fucking gave her $20 gift card. You're fucking
no, I gave her $20 like fucking money, like real money.
What the fuck with a card?
At no, least. Like real money.
He gave my 8-year-old niece $20. Dude.
just a couple
that's
rolls of
lazy,
quarters.
Lazy, bro. That just shows you don't care.
Not that I don't care. It's just like, why am I gonna go get something that she's not gonna like? Like, to be honest.
It's not we even just got for some her. Random shit. She just likes the 20 cash, but for everyone else,
fuck everyone else, dude. It's for her, dude. I was thinking
it's
for her
birthday.
Yeah,
she was happy as shit for that $20.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, $20? Here you go, spend it on what you want.
Her mom was about to take it.
No, I gave it to her without her mom. Yeah. Her mom being there, I was like, hey, hide it. No, because it's like. You go to the store and then just like wandering around like, oh, she likes this. Oh, she likes that. Or they like this. And then like, do they have this? You know, you're just like looking for random shit.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're spending all kinds of money. And then, you know, for like a little kid, they open it and just like, oh, cool. Like, oh, they already have it. Or I had one. It's like, what the fuck? I'd rather give you money or like, you know, some movie tickets or something.
That's why I was thinking for Christmas, I would just go to downtown LA and just buy like shitload of toys for $100, but you have all this little shit you can open.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean? Because they just like the thing of actually opening stuff. They don't give a fuck about
no,
the
yeah,
toys.
But
like,
I mean,
a week later, they don't give a fuck about whatever you just
yeah,
bought.
Yeah, that's true too. I remember that being a little kid too. Like, they buy us a bunch of shit and like next you know it's broken because
yeah.
We don't even care about
that's
it.
That's why I got her something for her room.
A TV?
Nope.
Oh, you're whack.
Are you gonna get me a TV for my room?
TVs are like fuck.
You stole me $20. You stole me $20.
I didn't send. TV
speaking about no,
well,
fuck
Zelda
no.
Didn't go through. Fuck my exactly. Bank's all fucked up.
Supposed to be talking so much shit about money and spending, and then he's still.
Bro, if I give you the $20, I don't know if we'll still be friends. So as long as I keep the $20, I know you'll always want to talk to me. And
well, $20 in exchange.
That's what he did with my snowboard forever too. He's like, I was like,
I always had a snowboard, bitch.
Oh. Fuck you, bitch. I'm talking about my snowboard. Listen, you had it at your house and I was going to go pick it up. No, because then we're going to be friends no more. Same fucking bullshit.
Does he still have a snowboard?
No, I finally got that shit back.
Well, just use the $20 for the Amigo the Devil concert that he bought 2 tickets so you could just exchange.
Oh, no, I don't even trust that.
Are you going?
Well, you're paying
no
for
one's
it?
Ever talked about
it. Sold out
since
already.
Then.
Oh,
but you then? Bought tickets for it already, didn't
I didn't
you?
I buy tickets
oh,
for it.
Never.
Oh, he lied that day.
So
then.
No one's going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't lie that day. I talked to my significant other.
Well, then Venmo me my $20 right now.
Just have two of the 3 beers right there.
Nah. You see how, look how hesitant he is for $20. Oh, my God. You can never talk shit about fucking being cheap ever.
I am cheap, bitch. I'm poor.
Oh, today you are. Most of the time you're talking about your balling.
Never. Never go back, you guys. Listen to our old podcast. Start at number one.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It just starts off with balling.
Remember that song was super big?
Yeah, dude.
Balling.
Whatever happened to that fool?
Jim Jones? I think it was Dipset, wasn't it? Or was it Jim Jones?
Oh, he just came out with an album not that long ago, huh?
I'm not Ballin'. Sure. Was it all of them or just him?
What, Dipset?
It was either Dipset or just Jim Jones by himself.
Jim Jones by himself.
Mustard.
No, that's new.
Oh, that's a new song.
Yeah.
Well, was it really just called Ballin'?
Might not.
Or I think it was just that part of the song.
2000s Ballin'.
Put Jim Jones Ballin'.
Oh, there you go.
We fly high. That's what it was. We fly high. No lie.
We bomb.
Who made Riding Dirty?
Chameleonaire.
Oh, fuck.
We be riding dirty.
Those songs are fucking...
Yo, I seen a new Lamborghini SUV on the road. Clean, oh, bruh. It looked like a fucking Batman car. So legit. That looks like my winter formal outfit.
That shit's crazy.
Wasn't Jim Jones connected to the whole 6ix9ine thing?
Nah, he just said his name because he said...
Well, no, it's because he's part of that. Because
he's
that
part of
gang.
That
Trey Nines. I don't think so.
No, he
I
is.
Think he's just a blood, though.
No, he was part of that specific gang.
I don't know.
So don't read. Full, you know,
I'm not gang related.
Stupid. You're gay related.
Yeah, he's gay as fuck.
Be like that sometimes.
Hey, you shave your butthole.
There's a reason for that.
That you're so that's on why top I'm of fucking it. Balling.
What do you do when you shave your butthole? Do you light some candles up and put the music on right now?
I usually do it at 5:30 in the morning while everyone's sleeping.
So you can have some fun with yourself or what?
No, so it's not like weird when people walk in and my legs like all up and shit.
Why don't you lock the door, bro?
Wait, what do you mean by your legs all up? Are you like laying down and you got your butt cheeks spread or what?
You know in the shower where they have that little bar?
Yeah,
like the little tiny. It's like this big.
A little towel.
Yeah,
crack
like your towel. I put my leg on top of that where the soap goes. Like this. Up.
Like this.
My butt cheeks apart and just shave it. You know how it is. Don't fucking fake the fuck, you guys. I'm not the only one.
He was looking at you like this.
Yeah, right. Like this. Yeah.
Cut that out.
The truth is coming out.
I know.
Oh, we can cut everything out. That,
that part's safe.
That part's safe. We're going to make t-shirts saying that you shave your butthole.
Yeah.
Then it goes to my razors. Razors are expensive, my guy.
Motherfucker, you're balling.
No, but they're no, but even if you're balling, they're still expensive, right?
Yeah,
they're like 30 ones. Bucks for what, 10 of them? Well, you guys don't shave though.
What, the disposable ones?
Yeah, you get those 10 packs for like
Eric shaves
$3.
No, I get the ones that it's a Gillette and you connect you.
Oh, the clip-on like, one.
Just get those dollar ones, dude.
Huh?
Just get those. They're like 10 for a dollar.
But I feel like
those big ones.
Clean. But you guys, well, I'm asking you. I should ask this fucking guy. You guys don't shave.
Let's shave.
I shave.
Where?
Right here.
Yeah, all this right here.
The shaving balls.
So then, yeah, $3 razor will work for that little ass hair. There's like no hair right there. You get hair on your forehead?
I do.
Dude,
I got
his
fucking
whole
hair
face
everywhere.
Will get
yeah,
covered if he doesn't.
I'm a fucking wolf man over here.
Literally, this Geico commercial or what?
He's American Werewolf fool.
I think only like the middle of his forehead doesn't grow hair.
Yeah, just no. The middle of my forehead has that one really long hair.
Yeah, that's right.
It fell out. I pulled it out on accident.
It fell out.
Fuck? Yeah, I let it grow. It was like a 2-inch hair that was clear.
It's like a scab when it's scabbed and then you get out the shower and you dry off with a towel and it gets like scraped off and it hurts.
Yeah. That poor hair. This is my lucky hair.
Similar. So I'm going to Puerto
Vallarta. Puerto Vallarta? Yeah.
Puerto Vallarta? Say it right, you son of a bitch.
Puerto Vallarta. Vallarta.
You're going to Porto's?
How much money are you taking?
Yeah, we got wristbands and shit.
But what the fuck? You're not gonna go anywhere else?
You still got a tip?
No, he's gonna stay in the resort.
Leave there?
You're not gonna go into the street across the street to buy some tacos?
If I have a guard with me.
Oh my god.
He's gonna claim to be Mexican there.
No habla español. They're gonna take my shit right away.
My sister
and I'm gonna wear my Macy's gold chain there.
They're going to fuck you up.
Fucking see it right
My
away.
Sister went to a place like that. They fucking drive you in and like the whole place is like a compound, like the whole resort. You really just don't leave. Like you just stay there.
Yeah, you don't have to because I mean the whole wristband is everything basically alcohol, everything.
That's all the restaurants,
shows,
the
food, all everything. That shit.
You just gotta take money to tip them.
You know,
gotta leave some tip.
I feel like those motherfuckers are gonna call their homies, be like, "Yo, yo."
No, blah, you're blah, dumb.
Blah, blah, blah. It's a fucking movie. My kids get kidnapped and shit like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, because you tip so well, dude.
Well, that's why I'm not gonna tip.
Oh my god,
I'm balling. We already discussed this. Throwing my food stamps.
Throw my food stamps. You never been to Mexico at all?
I've been to where they paint donkeys black and white.
Oh, TJ?
Hey, those are Mexican zebras.
Yeah, dude, those are fucking majestic ass animals. Majestic.
What was that movie? Vote for Pedro. What movie was that?
Oh,
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Or he's like a liger or some shit like that.
And there really is ligers.
Is it?
Yeah. There's a such thing as a liger, dude. For real.
So that was a lie.
What was a lie? A liger. The movie?
Well, they're not normal. They fucking...
don't they die real quick?
Yeah, I think they breeded them or some shit.
Yeah, they... I don't know what they did, but there's something out there
they're
that's
fucking
a liger.
Man-made. They're yeah, man-made. Dude.
So it's like technology before technology.
It's evolution, so it's like fucking Danny last week.
Oh, I thought I saw aliens yesterday.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was going to ask you.
What were you on?
Nothing.
On life, dude. He was on life.
I was going for a bike ride and fucking I saw these lights in the air, dude. It was like fucking a ball of lights, like just floating and then they come together. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, dude, am I really seeing this shit right now? am I having a fucking... Am I going to be on Joe Rogan next week? Like,
like this is fucking... He just witnessed some crazy shit.
Like, this is fucking crazy.
Imagine he would have...
Joe Rogan calls you. Like, he just knows.
Yeah. Imagine he would have got so freaked out he would have called the cops. Like, hey, there's something going on in this guy over
my house. No, I see it because I was pedaling in that direction. And I'm like, fuck. Should I keep going straight? Like, I got to that point.
You got all worried?
Yeah, I got to that point when I was like, okay, those aren't drones. I've seen drones in formation. Those aren't planes. They're way too close to each other in the way they're moving. And then fucking cars were pulled over. And they're like, do you see that? And I was like, yeah. Fucking people were coming out of the neighborhood. A girl pulls over. I'm at the stop by a stop sign. And she's like, do you see? I was like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is. Everyone's wondering what it was. And then I end up fucking coming back. And I see it on, like, you know, what's going on in your city. Like, on that Facebook page. And it turns out that there was a team of guys doing a skydiving thing, going for a world record of a formation. And they had lights, and it was at night. And it was crazy because they also had flame canisters. So it looked trippy. It looked like all these fucking lights coming together.
So they're like spreading and going together.
Spreading. Well, they did this crazy triangle where it just looked like a big red ball.
Yeah.
And then they spread out like this, and then they started going down with flames.
That's
you're like, what
tight.
The fuck? It was super sick, but you're also like, that's nothing normal. But it's like, who's skydiving at night?
It was aliens.
You're lucky no one had a fucking rifle start picking those motherfuckers.
Imagine. Some fucking crazy person
on the roof. Getting some aliens.
Some Independence Day shit. Fuck.
Would you go to prison for that?
Fuck yeah, you killed someone, dude.
Yeah, but what the fuck? What if you're thinking it's a fucking alien invasion? Bro. Yeah,
that might be a good
you
defense.
You could get away with some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's not... You weren't... Who said that they were able to fucking... That go through the news like a... It didn't show up on your phone like an Amber Alert type
shit. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so what... I'm
but you're
out
still
of my
gonna
mind.
You're still getting in trouble because you killed someone or you
can't
still,
just fire at anything.
You're just firing
on
in the sky,
property.
Dude.
Bruh, come it's, on. Aliens and shit exist. Coming down. Fucking.
You don't know that. Are they shooting at you?
No, but you have all those witnesses. No, like you're all thinking the same thing, right? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, those are all witnesses against you.
Yeah, yeah, that's all that is.
But saying like, yeah. Well, I just played Call of Duty earlier. So.
Fuck.
So want to get a game,
you just have murder on the mind right now.
That must have been a good ass song.
That must have been badass too for the skydivers themselves. Like they're probably just like
you gotta be
pumped like a motherfucker too, just going down.
You gotta be pretty legit
at the same time
too.
Scared because someone stupid like Martin might shoot them and shit.
I was wondering how they do that because I know they have those little like I guess like sensors where it tells you like it starts to beep like for you to open your chute if you're getting too low. But fuck, do you trust that at night like, where you can't really see the ground? I'm sure it's lit up, but it might look different.
Yeah.
That shit's dope.
Like just jumping into darkness.
I wonder if they saw everyone in the streets too, just tripping the fuck out, like all scared. Or they were just too into the moment, trying to get their shit right.
Yeah, they're trying not to die.
Yeah. That's dope.
I thought it was a love story that you were about to tell us. Because you're like, oh, and then some girl pulled over, and I thought you guys were like,
have you guys ever been scared?
Oh, yeah, that was the end of the story. You didn't let him finish.
He
you no, cut
he
him off.
I didn't cut him off.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say, like, oh, I met that girl at the stoplight.
Fuck you guys.
What do you mean, dude? I met their family today. They're getting married next week.
Yep. He's engaged.
He's engaged. He already has kids with her.
Way to ruin the story.
I know, dude. He's been saving that bitch, fucking dude, rare bulls jacket for fucking years. Get my son.
Little Pepito.
Little Peep.
Little Peep. Is his rapper name? Yeah. Little Peep.
There is a rapper named Little Peep.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Well, I'm fucking shout out to him, dude.
Shit.
You knew that.
We're getting all emo over there.
He was an emo rapper.
Talk about you, fool.
It's fucking hilarious.
Smart, how was your fire drill?
Oh yeah, that fucking
that's
picture,
crazy, bro. I am not. If an earthquake hits, like a big ass one, I'm running outside, standing in the middle, and just dodging everything that falls.
What the fuck? Are you the Rock or what the fuck? Right? Fucking San Andreas falls over here. Fucking the Rock.
Climb fucking buildings. That's yeah. Not gonna. I'm gonna stand in front of a. I'm gonna stand in the middle of a parking lot and make sure shit don't fall on me. Look,
this fool fucking had shit following him out there like a second ago.
A trick.
So that's
dark.
That's not gonna happen. Yeah.
Well, if earthquake's gonna come during the day, please. So I can see.
Fuck. That shit's so dumb, huh? Like, all the yeah, make sure you go to this designated area. Like, fuck that. I'm getting my fucking car. I'm going home.
Yeah, like, I don't know anyone that's going to fucking
even if there's a shooting, a fire, I'm not staying
shooting
here.
Shooting them out.
For you can fucking count us down. Like, oh, arrows here. Like, get the fuck out of here. If you ain't able to fight, you should fight. Like, no, I'm leaving. I'm not fighting for this fucking company.
I don't know. But if there was a shooting at the movie theaters, what would you do?
Shit.
Or
there's
somewhere
not much
in public.
You can do. I think
just
about
in
that
public,
a lot.
Use the nearest person as a shield.
Yeah, it depends.
Would you, because I think if I didn't hear incorrectly, like if you just rush the person, they're so, like, not rush them like head on, but if you're coming from behind, they're so involved in what's in front of them that they don't really know what's like going on. Like they have a peripheral, like it's a tunnel vision.
Well, I'm sure. Right, and then also, most of these guys are doing this. They're not like fucking trained in combat or anything like that. So they probably trained in how to shoot. But when it comes to self-defense and then someone attacking you, they probably don't know how to react to shoot at you quick enough or even react if you fucking throw something at them, they duck and then you tackle them. I feel like it would be easier, but it's like having the balls to do it. Mm-hmm. It's tough when someone's shooting a fucking AR-15.
Yeah. Especially them coming in just spraying everything. You gotta react fast because that shit runs out pretty quick, too, the bullets. Yeah. As soon as you hear, like, what are you going to do? You should rush them.
Well, no, because they mostly get extended clips.
Well, I mean, just saying if they don't.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, I think the worst place would be in the movie theater because you have to come down.
Well, that the one that did you, like, the one that happened in Colorado, you remember that one? With the last Black Knight, the Batman one?
Oh, yeah, in the Aurora.
That one was crazy.
Aurora,
but he had, like, smoke shits and all.
Yeah, because he threw smoke canisters. And then they thought it was part of like the movie. They thought it was like a cool thing. And then he started fucking just lighting everybody up.
Shit's that's nuts. Just so nuts.
People were like shielding their girlfriends and all that stuff. And then some dude, a lot of people were breaking their legs and shit and jumping off. The theaters, you know, it's pretty elevated so you can jump off the side. They were doing that. I'm like, fuck, they must have been nuts. That's kind of like the only thing you could think of. Because he's by all the exits, mm-hmm. if you think about it.
Well, you can even if you just stood by one exit, you're still fucking the whole shit.
Do you ever have anything when you go to the theaters? Like, do you have a knife or anything?
No, I was thinking about I should get a knife like you guys.
I always carry my just shit. In case some that's shit what I'm saying. Off. Like, I know he carries his knife. He carries a knife. I carry a knife. Like, there's just shitload of people that still carry a lot of shit in the theaters. Like, I'm sure that if something like that pops off, it's gonna go down. Like,
well, because I was watching on YouTube, that wrestler, the big old dude. I was watching GQ, 10 Things I Can't Live Without, Roman Reigns or something like that. Uh-huh. And he has like a a little knife thing, but it has, it's like a tactical, like it's like, use it for like a screwdriver or all this bullshit.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck, those. I should just get one of those.
Oh, he came out with a knife?
It was like one of the fucking...
Like a Leatherman.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, I had one of those for like a while. A Leatherman. Knife?
Yeah, some shit like that, but it looked like...
Way yeah, it was like pliers tight. And it had a knife on it and it had like a screwdriver. Yeah. And
I have one of those too. Those are tight.
That's when I lost in San Diego.
Oh, dude, I remember that in the taxi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a Leatherman Skeletool, the carbon fiber one.
Had that for a minute, huh?
Yeah.
Going back to the theater, I still think that's kind of wild, just going to the theater. It's such an old school thing.
I think it's awesome.
It's tight.
Wait, what do you mean going to see a movie?
Yeah. If you think about it, it's like an old school thing. Like people just gather and fucking sit in one big ass room and watch a movie. Like that's pretty tight. Like we still do that.
It's the one of the few things that we still do like as a community together.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying like, concerts, it's fucking crazy. Like you're just sitting next to someone that you don't fucking know at all and watching a movie, enjoying it, hating it, loving it, fucking scared of it, whatever, but you're doing it with people that you don't know.
I prefer to go to the movies for certain movies. Like The Joker, I'm so glad I watched it in the theater.
Yeah, me too. I want to watch it again, dude. I want to watch that shit again.
Let's go right now.
The randomest thing is when you're in there watching a kid movie.
The most random thing.
Whatever. And then there's a grown-ass adult in his like 50s that comes and just sits by himself. You're like, what the fuck? Bruh.
I don't know, bro.
Wait, shit, that comes on fucking Redbox.
I wanted to go to fucking watch the Toy Story. I want to watch the Toy Story.
What if he's just fucking in town? Dude, he's fucking...
There's pedophiles everywhere. That's on my mind all the time.
You just think about that shit.
You think about that, like, I don't know. I don't like... I mean, you have kids, I guess you kind of think that way, but at the same time, it's like, just let people do what they do. Some people are weird. Some people are lonely.
I'm not going to kick them out, but I'm just saying, like, I'm going to watch you.
What are you gonna do, Varian? You don't got a knife?
I don't give a fuck. I'll throw my kid at him.
Oh, what the fuck? He's like, thanks, bro. Just runs off.
Fucking idiot.
Get away from me.
He's like, oh, what the fuck are you doing with this kid?
He's like, wait.
He's like the opposite of a pedophile. He fucking hates kids. That's why he's there by himself, because he never wanted to have kids. He's like, fuck this.
I can just imagine fucking Martin grabbing his kid by the leg and just swinging him around. Yeah.
No, using him as a weapon.
Yeah, like a fucking mace. Just
fucking idiot.
He just shock puts him by his head.
Speaking of shock collars.
What?
Fuck. Because I helped coach my son 3-year-old like flag football. And dude, these kids, you cannot get them to stay still whatsoever. I'd rather just like, put around. A watch on them or something. Or you could just like Fool,
that's fucking illegal as shit, dude.
Is it illegal, really?
So what like shock collars?
I don't think it's not shock collars.
That's
like
fucking
like
torture,
watch.
Dude.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah, but on the wrist, it's not that crazy.
What the fuck? It's illegal.
Still the same thing.
You're not wearing fucking chokers.
No, wait, no. I agree with Warren. You should take this to the board. Like, you should really talk to them. You this is.
Put it on Shark Tank.
My zoning isn't going to allow.
Wait, so. Like shock, like crazy shock. Like what is it? Just tickling
like
them?
Vibrations.
It's talking about like a dog, like a shock collar. Yeah,
because they run straight out of bounds. Like we need to build like a fence thing where they stay in bounds. So if they're going towards it, they could just get shocked the fuck out.
God damn, are you a fucking Nazi and shit? Making sure they don't go over the fence and shit. And fucking shock them, fucking asshole.
Stay in line, motherfuckers.
I'm trying to win, baby.
The fuck?
Trying to win.
So you're using shock therapy to get them fucking better at fucking sports?
They're going to be traumatized as fuck. They're going to be worse.
No, I said pests.
They're at school running and shit. Like, oh, I can't go that way. Why? I get shocked.
Like, you know what? Let me raise my kids how I want to raise them. We'll figure it out.
That's a good one. Fuck, dude. Fucking shock them.
Fucking,
What movie was that where he was Shia LaBeouf? Oh, no, he's on house arrest.
Yeah, dude.
You can go. Like, remember he had his foot, like, inside of his,
Yeah, fuck you guys.
You can get fucking CPS called on you and shit.
Kids. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but when all those shootings were happening, I remember the big one, the last one, Vegas, the huge one.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that, I think 2 days after, I had to go to New York for Comic-Con, and I was like, fuck. because it's like a whole bunch of fucking people. I'm like, this is the perfect place.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing all the cops on guard there. And in New York, all the cops are fucking, they're like old school shit. Like, cause that was my first time there. It was like the Batman movies. They wear those stupid hats.
Yeah.
They walk around patrolling and they're with their horses.
They're all
and shit.
Irish.
They have the sticks.
Yeah, they sound weird too. Like, hey, where are you guys
going? Oh yeah, they do have an accent. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Keep on moving.
I'm walking here.
Like, shut the fuck up.
I was gonna pie. You ain't gonna say that to them.
I would.
Try to run, get nowhere.
That would suck going to jail in a different state that you didn't live in. Especially across the country.
That happens.
It would suck going to jail in general, fool. Like, what the fuck?
But I'm just saying, like,
I like my freedom, bro. It's America.
Imagine going to jail in New York, then you have to, I just feel like it would just be a bitch.
Imagine going to jail in Mexico. Get
situated. Oh, fuck.
Damn. Fuck.
Going to jail in, like, the Philippines or something.
Fuck, that would suck.
I'll just be happy I shaved my ass.
What?
Oh, God.
Easier access or what? Fucking,
oh, God.
Chris, this is your stepson? What the fuck?
I'm a grown-ass fucking man.
I can shave my butthole if I want.
Just on my Prince vibes tonight, baby.
The fuck? I was going to tell him when you go in the cell.
My prince is here, baby. Prince is here.
That's fucking weird.
Fucking joke, guys.
Did your brother tap the keg?
Which one?
Or finish the keg?
No, he filled up some growlers. He's got like two growlers left of that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Nice.
How long does beer last while it's in a growler, though?
It'll last. It'll just go flat
after a couple days. Openings and shit.
Yeah.
Well, it does have a keg right here. I think we need to fill up a keg.
We got to start filling this keg.
Probably cheaper. But how long will a keg last?
For a long time. As long as it has a little CO2 tank. Oh.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it would be a lot fucking cheaper.
But where do they fill kegs?
Everywhere.
Well, let's talk about this off air, guys. So, send it up.
What happened?
Yeah. Look for us at 7125media.com.
Oh, we're done.
Or Spotify, iTunes, the whole deal at 7125media. We're out.
Peace. Bye.